Hello, everyone, and welcome inside the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. I'm Fran Duffy, joined alongside NFL film senior producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, we're going to talk today about the tight end position, an area where the Eagles have a lot of talent on the roster, one of the best tight end groups in the NFL. That being said, number of mock drafts over the course of this spring have had O.J. Howard from Alabama mocked to the Eagles at 14. In your mind, if he was the best player available on the board, in your mind, would it make sense to add an O.J. Howard to this roster?
Yes, and I'll tell you why. Because as much as we like Zach Ertz, and I don't know how you feel, I don't think Zach Ertz is really an ex-ISO receiver. I don't think he's that effective lining up as the single receiver on the backside of trips.
Whereas you see Howard could be that
guy. Oh, for sure. And I think that that adds so much to an NFL offense. That's what the NFL has become. The NFL has become mostly 11 personnel with three wide and a tight end, and you want that tight end to be able to align anywhere in the formation and win in the pass game. That's what's critical. And I think if you were to add that dimension, not only does it give you more in terms of explosiveness, but you now have so much more formation versatility, which and more dimensions to your offense, which all offenses want.
When you talk about versatility of the tight end position, I think back to the summer when Jim Schwartz talked about if a tight end is going to be versatile, it's not just versatility in the passing game, but they also have to be able to block. And we've seen that now in this group where we see a number of players. O.J. Howard is one of them. David Njoku from Miami is another who can line up in line with his hand in the dirt and can block defenders at the point of attack. Yeah. How important is that in your evaluation of players projecting to the NFL?
You know, I think it's important, and obviously you'd like that to be the case. I think now that becomes team-specific and coach-specific. I think there are some coaches who are probably more pass game based who feel it's more important to have a tight end who can move around the formation, be detached, and win in the pass game. I think there'd be other coaches who would say, hey, that's great, but we still want to run the ball and we need a tight end who can line up and he can block defensive ends or linebackers. I think it depends on your coach, your team, and your scheme.
Yeah.
So that becomes, hey, look, Bucky Hodges from Virginia Tech. I watched every one of his targets and five full games. Not one snap did he line up as a line of scrimmage tight end.
Yeah.
Now, he's a really athletic kid, and there'll probably be some comparisons to Jimmy Graham with his size and his movement. And he beat corners sometimes when he was split outside. So there's a lot to like. But if you believe that a tight end has to line up on the line of scrimmage, he may not be your guy.
Evan Engram is another guy who kind of fits that mold as an undersized version of Bucky Hodges in that he can line up in the slot, he can line up in the backfield, he can line up out wide and win against
corners.
But
he did a little more blocking, not necessarily as a line of scrimmage tight end, but he lined up sort of in wing positions. At times he was sort of offset in the backfield a little bit. You did see him block. Hodges, you really didn't see block. So I think Engram, the projection is a little better just because of what you could see on film.
How about a player like a Jordan Leggett who maybe not doesn't have the athletic upside of some of these other players we talked about? It's a kind of a remarkable year with athletes at the tight end position. But when you look at a guy like Jordan Leggett, who was a little bit more well-rounded, maybe doesn't do anything great, but does everything well.
But he still lined up in the red zone, for instance, and I'm sure you remember these plays where he was split outside the numbers, and he won in the red zone and ran in-breaking routes and caught three or four touchdowns this year from Deshaun Watson. So he may not have the athleticism of Hodges or Engram, the pure athleticism, but I think you probably feel that he could do that. He certainly got the size to be a blocker, didn't do a ton of that. Every once in a while, he lined up on the line of scrimmage, didn't do a ton of it. But, you know, you can teach guys how to block. I've had conversations with many coaches about Tony Gonzalez over the years, Hall of Fame tight end, maybe the best tight end ever. And early in his career, he was not a very good blocker at all. I mean, he was essentially a basketball player playing football, and he became maybe not the best blocking tight end in the league, but certainly a quality blocking tight end.
Do you want to see more of the technique aspect of it? Are you worried about size, or is it want to? When you see some of these guys at the college level that maybe weren't used as a blocker all the time.
I think if you see competitiveness and a mentality to block, my guess is coaches feel they can teach the specific techniques and fundamentals. If you don't see the want to and the willingness to do it, I think then you feel you may have an issue. Evan Engram, you saw a little bit of want to. I mean, he tried to block. Bucky Hodges, I have no idea. You didn't even see it on tape.
Yeah, a very explosive group of tight ends. That versatility, the blocking we see up and down this group. And for more on this 2017 NFL Draft, stay tuned for more right here inside the film room on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.